Think about that. The hand of the Lord was against them. You say, wow, that's kind of harsh. I want you to imagine that you are standing on the curb of a busy road with a small child next to you. And the child says, I'm going for it, and starts out in that busy road. Is it loving or not for your hand to be against that child? It's a very loving thing, right? For you to stop, oh, don't go out there. That's dangerous. You will get hurt. You might even get killed if you go out there. My hand is against you. You want to do this, but the most loving thing that I can do is put my hand against you and stop you from stepping into danger. What would happen if after they had forsaken God and served these other lowercase g gods, and then they go out to battle and God blesses them with a victory? Who gets the credit then? Well, pat myself on the back. Boy, we came up with a great battle strategy there. Hey, we picked the right God. You know, for this battle, the fact that we offered a sacrifice to this idol, boy, that was the magic formula. That was the lucky charm that did that for us. The loving thing for God is for his hand to be against them. Now, let me show you how Isaiah says this, and maybe you could hear it a little bit more clearly here, because Isaiah says this at the beginning, Isaiah 63:7, I will tell of the kindnesses, notice that's plural, the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds, plural, for which he is to be praised, okay? And he's going to list several things that are kindnesses, things that are good deeds, okay? According to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. Praise God for that. There's a kindness. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Praise God for that kindness. This next phrase is also a kindness. Yet they rebelled and grieved the Holy Spirit, so he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. God says, I love you enough that when you are in distress that is not of your own doing, I'm going to pick you up and carry you through this. But I also love you enough that if you say, God, I know this is your path, but I'm going to go this path, then God says, I'm going to fight you if you're going to go down this path. I love you enough to make sure that you experience grief. It's our ability to feel that pain that is going to get our attention and get us off the wrong path and back onto the right path.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.